This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I love that something you took notice of yesterday, Seth, or you saw an article about, and we highlighted it on the show a couple of times. It's turning into something, and that's Rafael Devers ain't giving up third base in Boston for Alex Bregman.
So I had tweeted and said, drama, and article... The article where, after Bregman's press conference on Sunday, was it, one of the writers up in Boston said, you know, Devers was just kind of walking around. A lot of players were sitting at Bregman's press conference, but Devers was kind of walking around. And we wondered, well, you know, they haven't really officially said that Bregman's playing second base yet.
No.
And I tweeted about it, and somebody very, very arrogantly underneath it said, he's going to be the DH, drama over. No. The drama would increase.
The drama would increase indeed. So Rafael Devers did media yesterday, a day after Alex Bregman was introduced as the new member of the Boston Red Sox. We don't know if it's at third base. We don't know if it's at second base yet. We'll hear from Alex Cora on that in just a minute. But Bregman, it's worth noting he was working out at third base yesterday. So that's neither here nor there yet. It's still February, so we'll see. But Rafael Devers is not giving up his spot at third base. Three-time All-Star, he's played third base for the Red Sox since 2017. He's not nearly the defensive player that Alex Bregman is. We should point that out. Bregman is elite. Devers, through an interpreter, said, quote, "Third base is my position. It's what I play. I don't know what their plans are. We had a conversation. I made it clear on what my desires were. Whatever happens from here, I don't know." So that was through an interpreter. He said that. He was much more blunt when he was asked. He was able to understand this question without the interpreter, Rafael Devers. Hey, how about DH?
How would you react if they asked you to DH? How would you feel about that?
No.
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 This is a broke down version of Derek Jeter not moving off of shortstop.
Yes.
You know, Derek Jeter, ultimate team guy, who refused to relinquish his position for a better shortstop in A-Rod or ever. Ever.
Ever.
I will never stop playing shortstop, even though I'm not actually all that good at it.
Yeah. No.
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 Hey, all he heard was DH. You know what I mean? Everything else is the Peanuts teacher. Like, womp, 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 DH, womp, womp, womp.
Oh.
No. Don't need an interpreter for that one.
After I just got off, after we just finished talking about how, you know, Major League Baseball is probably, of the three sports that we cover here in Houston, that is probably the one where players are least likely to agitate for trades or hold out on their contracts when they have an existing contract.
Yeah.
Devers might be that exception, you know?
He may be. He may be. So here's Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, former bench coach for the Astros. He's got his buddy Bregman back with him now, and this is Cora kind of trying to fend off the media about this Devers decision that will ultimately need to be made.
Like I said a few days ago, like, decisions are going to be made here about, you know, roster construction and what we're going to do in the future, and we're going to make sure we have the best team possible out there, you know, and he has a lot of pride. We know that, you know, and he feels like he's a third baseman. He's going to work out as a third baseman. And then we're going to make decisions accordingly, you know. But I think here it's not about Bregman or Devers or Cora. It's about the Red Sox, right? And whatever decision we'd make is for the benefit of the team.
That sounds familiar.
So Bregman's going to have to try to wage a charm campaign against Devers and befriend him and smooth things over with his Spanglish, whatever command he has of his Spanish language,
Bregman, really kiss
up the Devers.
How do you think this thing, I mean, it's one day in and we don't cover the Red Sox on a daily basis. We're just covering this thing from afar.
I just love it. I like the drama. It's almost, you know what? This is making it easier for me to emotionally distance myself from Bregman.
Yes.
Your wife's in the executive MBA program at Harvard. Yeah. Oh, how fancy is that? You're hated by your teammates.
Yeah.
How you like that, Bregman?
Oh, dude.
You know where you were loved by your teammates? You know where nobody was upset that you were playing third base? With the Houston Astros. Houston Astros, we love Bregman. We will never make him try to move off of third base. Houston Astros, we're not the Red Sox. You get everything you deserve, Bregman.
Can you imagine if he tries to curry favor with Rafael Devers by giving him some of his janky ass salsa? Like, here, Rafael, here's the salsa.
No.
No.
He brings it in a gift basket.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't even have good confetti in it. It's like the plasticky Easter egg basket. Yeah.
Yep. All three ratchet flavors of it. Endeavors is like, no.
No.
Throws it against the wall. There's nothing worse to clean up than salsa on the wall either.
Devers twists the jar open, gets out a spoon, takes one bite of it, and he says, no. Dude, I'm with
this
you.
This situation is worse than Alex Bregman's salsa.
It is. It's not about the $40 million. It's not about third base. His salsa sucks. But I'm with you on one thing that you just said there. I hate losing guys in any sport here, whether they get traded away, whether they leave in free agency. Like, if you get attached to them, then you know it's tough. And even if you're unattached to them when they get traded, like a certain quarterback that got traded a few years ago, I can deal with losing guys as long as they're going somewhere where we can watch a really good soap opera about them.
And there was some drama when Osweiler went to, okay, I know you were talking about Deshaun. I'm thinking of Osweiler when he went to the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Osweiler, there was drama there. Because remember, Joe Thomas basically told everybody he thought that Osweiler was going to be the starting quarterback. And the Browns had to make a show of looking like it was a legitimate trade for a while.
Right.
So they acted like Osweiler was going to be their starting quarterback, because if not, without getting too complex about it, there were reasons that the NFL shouldn't have allowed that trade, but that's neither here nor there.
It had never been done before. Yeah.
Right. Well, they were basically, it was a salary dump, you know, which you're not allowed to do in the NFL unless you pretend like Brock Osweiler, like you really want Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. Good job, Cleveland. So Bregman getting dropped down in the middle of this, Rafael Devers situation. Cool. I got something to follow now with this whole thing.
This is good. How does this play out?
Yeah.
I think the Red Sox players would likely be like, Bregman's a much better third baseman than you, Rafael.
Right, right.
Maybe somebody takes him under their arm and kind of says, hey, Rafael, you know, listen, his salsa sucks. Okay. We get it. He's monotone all the time. You never know if he's happy or angry or sad or just an actual robot. But he's a hell of a third baseman.
Yes.
And for the good of the team, maybe just let's – people will love you. People will – that's what they need to do with Devers, is explain to him, like, man, people love the guy who sets aside his own ego and does what's right for the team.
And I get it, Devers, that you're looking to, you know, you're looking to play third base is your thing. There's a pride thing involved, a pride element for sure. But guess what? You get to work way less. All you have to do is hit now. You don't even need to run out onto the field. Like, you just stay in the dugout. We just need you to rake. That's it.
Could extend your career.
Could.
You know?
Could. Yeah, could. One other cut from Alex Cora here. Heim Bloom is the name of a former Red Sox executive who's now with the Cardinals.
Stupid name. I think he was at Nuremberg, too.
So, he was a former executive with the Red Sox who apparently promised Devers that third base was going to be his. Like, you know, things were promised, things were said. Here was Alex Cora on that.
Strange between
different people here, right? There's a different leader here. So, you know, Heim is in St. Louis right now.
Yeah, man.
Oh, is it Heim? I thought it was Hind.
Okay. Heim, C-H-A-I-M, Bloom. He's with
C-H?
C-H-A-I-M, yep. Heim.
Oh, I kind of like that name.
Heim,
okay.
Heim Bloom. But yeah, like Alex Cora's like, yeah, we ain't respecting old arrangements. Like it's a mob thing. You know, like there's a new GM in town and they ain't respecting old arrangements, okay? That promise was made by somebody who's not in the building. So drama there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Altuve spoke yesterday on the other side of the Bregman drama. On the other side of this drama that we are savoring up in Boston is sad Jose Altuve, who doesn't have his friend Alex Bregman anymore. Here is Jose Altuve yesterday on losing Alex Bregman.
We lost a big player, obviously, but, you know, we got to focus on the guys that we have here. He's obviously one of the best that ever played in Houston, and we're all going to remember him and we're going to miss him. But we're also happy for him. He's on a great deal, man. He's, you know, the $40 million is, you know, not a lot of players can get to that, and he got it. So we all, you know, happy for him. And same thing, we got to move on and focus about, you know, the players we have here. Keep moving. We have great talent here, great players. They're definitely going to do everything to win. And we see Alex down the road when we play in Boston or Houston.
Yeah, so he's Jose Altuve's hero now for getting $40 million a year.
Yeah,
he did right by the
union. You can tell. I bet when guys on the team saw that, like saw the tweet about the deal, they're like, okay, I get it. You know, like
yeah, I get it. Yeah. I don't know, man. With Altuve too, I think that I don't think he would have had any issues with Bregman. I think he was hoping that I would imagine he was hoping that by putting some kind of pressure on the Astros themselves, that they'd be the ones that would step in with the deal that blew everybody out of the
water.
Yeah,
maybe.
And it was, I mean, it's a tough position for Altuve to be in, because Altuve signed a reasonable deal with the Astros that the Astros stretched beyond what they typically would do, but it's not like, it's also, they didn't really stretch up to the levels of the stupid deals that other MLB teams have done
right.
for aging players. So, yeah. I think Altuve probably knew that he was fighting a losing battle, or an improbable battle, but he just wanted to give it one last shot.
Yeah, I think so. David in Rice Village on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Did Bregman even think about state income tax and cost of living, or was this just top-line ego? I guarantee he thought about it and did the math and said, oh, wow, my next highest offer is $30 million. I'm getting $40 million. I lived up in that part of the country, David. I promise you, the extra $10 million per year that he got well makes up for state income tax and living in Boston.
What's the state income tax, probably? Like 9%? I think the highest is usually like 9%.
I think somebody, yeah. I think we had a text last week tell us, or maybe a tweet, that said it was 9%, I think, up there in Massachusetts. So, yeah.
So, it's an extra, like, $3.6 million it's still above the average per year. And Bregman was more concerned, obviously, with the average per year and the opt-outs than anything else.
Yeah. Well, and the difference in the two offers more than makes up for that part of it, too. Like, yeah, he probably thought about it and said, hand me a pen. You know, I thought about it for 3 seconds, $10 million. $40 million a year is way more than $30 million. What's that? State income tax, cost of living? Cool story, bro. Hand me a pen. Here's Altuve yesterday on Bregman's gone. How about the guys that are here now?
A lot of guys coming in and leaving, but I guess that's very cool. They're all really good where they are. They all sign great deals. They all great players and going to help their team to win. And so it's here. We got to, you know, kind of like move on and focus on winning. I think the goal remains the same, which is winning. So we're going to go ahead and do it.
All right. Got to make do with the guys you have. Love.
We're
going to
go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've adjusted to the new Astros better than Altuve has. That's not a criticism of Altuve.
No.
I think it's really, really hard for any of those guys that have been there and have been playing at the absolute apex for multiple years as a team, that this is just it's a brand new environment for him, because he was on a team when it was really, really bad, and then he was on the team when it was on the upswing. And it's kind of like when you're, Sean, when you're lifting weights in the off season and you decide to just eat as much as possible, bulking season, I used to call it, and you get stronger every time you step in the weight room. Man, that's fun. So that was 2015. Even though there was a setback in 2016, it wasn't like the standard hadn't been set high yet.
Yeah.
So they were making progress for those first 3 years, and they win the World Series. And then you're sitting at the absolute mountaintop.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's... The Astros now definitively are in an area where you're not running on the fumes of the previous greatness. You're not starting from scratch, but you have been knocked down a peg.
Yeah.
And like now you're in a division that's going to be a battleground.
Yep.
And it's an adjustment for Altuve.
No doubt. They are entering the season right now. Well, they'll enter the season in a couple months. We'll see how spring training goes. But as of right now, The Athletic put out their power rankings yesterday. The Astros are 11th. That's a pretty good baseball team. You know, they're pretty good. It's top third. They're, you know, close to it. That's not where they're used to being this time. You know, they're used to being fourth or second. You know, even the last couple of years, they're like sixth.
11th is in that top 10% of the middle third. I feel like that's like 8+. That's
yeah.
I don't know if that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're outside of the top third,
it's very ite. Yeah.
Ite with an explanation point.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. That's about where they are right now. So it's where all the teams are here in town. Quite honestly, they're all like hovering around 10th in the power.
Ite.
They all right. This is Houston. We ite. Yeah, that's it. That's our new slogan. All right, let's. We got a lot to get to. We still got a lot of Astro stuff to get to that we will. Seth and I are going to be headed there next week. This time next week, we'll be in West Palm Beach. We thank Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us there. We'll be there all week long next week, headed to games, keeping you guys tuned in both here on the show and on social media and through all the other shows as to what's going on with your Stros down in West Palm Beach. So so looking forward to that next week. Headlines coming up next. We got Texans headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros and a little bit of MLB as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.